Do you allow yourself to show up authentically as yourself in every room that you're in?
I got attention, but
not too much.
Too much, yeah.
I'm working on it. I think I'm a lot better than I was before.
Maybe I'm focused on this thing because I care about it. Or just being honest with the fact that certain things, I don't care.
If I feel this way internally, let me not act the opposite of how I feel.
I ain't a mind reader, I'm a vibe reader. I know what you want. I just don't be wanting nothing to eat when you be asking. That's all. Mm. But next time you ask, you just gotta catch me on the right day.
I think that we all can evolve. I don't think that everybody chooses to.
4+4.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey, everybody. That's not how we start anymore. So, as of late, Breeze has been saying something that's been resonating with me. And also, I've been watching the original episodes of the Gray Area Podcast. And one of the episodes we talked about showing up authentically in every room. I know that in that episode, and I'll link it up above, you know, I'm going to link it. I'm going to remember because I know what episode it is this time. But I know Damani had brought up something that Jay-Z had said in an interview. And this was a few years ago now. It's probably 2022 or 2023 where Jay-Z was talking about how he shows up as himself in every single room.
Every single room I'm in. You feel me? That's how I show up.
That's how he talk?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So I kind of wanted to revisit that topic because now we're older. I mean, it hasn't been like a whole decade later, but we've grown a lot in the past few years. So first question is, do you guys feel like you show up authentically as yourself in every room that you're in?
Before we go into that, I was just going to say the thing that I keep saying that resonates with Shakoya
is... Oh, I never said that. Okay, my bad.
I didn't want the attention that came with me being myself. So, to answer your question, no, I wasn't showing up as my full self. It was just bits and pieces that I would be comfortable with and that would not foster the attention that I didn't want.
So, you showed up just enough... So that you were comfortable, but you didn't get any attention.
I got attention, but
not too much.
Too much, yeah.
Mm. Just a little bit of attention. What about you?
What's up, am I in the past or right now?
Originally, I asked about right now, but he answered in the past. So yeah. We're going to do in the past.
Yeah, in the past, I was way more selective with how I was showing up. I've experienced that where I was showing up, not trying to be too eccentric, boisterous, odd, for whatever reason. But it was always selective, depending on the group of people I was around. So if you were in my close friends group, then you would know exactly what I was like. But outside of that, I was a lot more wary about letting people know.
Hmm. Okay. I feel like I was the same way. I don't know that... I had a friends group where I had always showed up as, like, authentically me all the time until maybe when I got to college, I started just showing up as me. I was just who I am. So I agree, same thing. So now that you're older, now that we have reached a new decade, you know, that feels mm-hmm. weird to say. Has that changed? Do you feel like now you show up as yourself in every room? Do you allow yourself to show up in every room fully?
I show up as best as I can. I show up as me as best as I can in every room. I'm realizing now, as I was thinking about the answer to this question, a lot of times if I don't want to be in this room, I show up as the version of me that don't want to be in this room. Don't want to be seen, don't want to be bothered, none of that. But I do my best to shine my light wherever I'm at.
Okay. But you don't always fully shine your light, because if you don't want to be there, then it'd be on too.
I mean, now if I don't want to be there, I'm leaving.
Adios.
What about you?
I'm working on it. I think I'm a lot better than I was before. I definitely know that there were times where I didn't, similar to Breeze, I didn't, if I didn't want to be there, I really didn't want to be there. So, yeah, but I think it's also because of habit. I think the habit was to not show up as myself all the time. So just getting used to breaking the habit of not being that and just letting myself be whoever I am and letting everybody else deal with it. Because y'all gotta deal with it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I never thought about it as a habit before. I think it's interesting that you said that because I think it makes it easier to show up differently now when you think of it as a habit, like a habit to break versus it being, I don't know. I think a lot of times when we don't show up as our full selves, you start to think that this is a part of your personality. Or I know for me, for a long time, I was like, I don't like people. I don't really like people. But it's not that I don't like people. I just wasn't showing up as my full self. Because I didn't know that I guess my full self would be accepted or that was allowed or that was a thing. But now, answering the question, because there was a question asked. Now, I think after last year, it's very hard for me not to show up as myself in the rooms that I'm in. And sometimes it's not always going to be the same version of me that you see, but it is a very authentic version of me in that moment. So like at work, I might be a little bit more quiet, but that is because I don't really want to be there. But but it's also just like if I don't have anything to say, then I'm not going to say anything. But if I'm home, I'll be having a lot to say, and sometimes I talk to myself. So I might be talking a lot. Or you might get the hyper version of me, or you might get the calm version of me, depending on like what day it is. But I still think now I show up authentically to who I am.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. I think you show up authentically to who you are too. And
Oh,
I
thank
think I
you.
do as well. And that came with understanding or accepting the fact that I'm not just one way, like you were just saying. Like, we are dynamic creatures, beings, people. So it's times where I'm perfectly fine. I just don't feel like talking. Or I'm perfectly fine. I just need a nap. I'm hungry. Maybe I might talk a lot. I might ramble. I might say something random because I feel this way. I don't have the definition or the reasoning why. I can't really explain to you why I said this, but I know this is just how I feel. I mean, I feel like that's an explanation in itself because it's how I feel.
I mean, that's not really an explanation. It's just the statement,
It's the
you know.
reasoning why I said this.
I mean, it's the reason why you said it, but it doesn't explain why you feel that way. Also, you can feel some way and not say it, so it kind of doesn't explain why you said it. But I get what you're saying though.
Well, yeah, just had to accept the fact that I'm not just one way.
Yeah, I think that that's you was about to say
You can
something.
finish your sentence.
I think that that's something that I had to realize is that showing up, we talk about like showing up as you in every room, and I think a lot of times we think that that means you have to show up in the same way in every room, and you're not always the same way. You're not feeling the same way all the time. You might be in a situation where you might just want to be more reserved, or you might want to be more boisterous, but you're not going to be the same way at church and at work and at a party. And maybe you are. Maybe that's you. But I know that's just not necessarily who I am, but I had to realize that I'm still showing up as me. I'm just also not always one way.
I think different people bring different things out of you. So you may be more quiet and reserved in one scenario, and then you get around maybe one or two of your friends, and they encourage you to be more out there and outgoing. and you get more of that side of you. So I think as much as I would love to say everybody should be the exact same way in every single room, sometimes different scenarios bring different things out of you.
And I think different scenarios sometimes call for different things.
This is true. I think it's funny, and this just came to me out of nowhere, but I think authenticity is this weird in between of being a child and being an old person. I feel like children, they feel what they feel. They cry when they cry. They're angry when they're angry. And it's like, cool, this is what it is. And I feel like with old people, they just don't care about anything that they don't care about. Even if it's like, all right, cool, you guys want me to do this way, I don't care. I like doing it this way. Sometimes it could be negative, but I like doing it this way, so I'm going to continue to do it this way. And I think authenticity lives somewhere in that middle, somewhere in between the middle. Because I think in between you being a child and you being an old person, there's a lot of caring about stuff that you don't really need to care about, but it's polite to care about.
Sound like people pleasing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for a lot of people, you have to work. It takes, ironically enough, when you're a kid, you don't have to think about, you're not thinking about people pleasing. You're just liking what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Then by the time you get to old, when you're old, if you're lucky enough to be old, you don't care anymore. All right, cool. I love my family. I want to watch my shows. I don't really care what's going on. And it's like, those are the things. Now, some of it would be better because when you get older, sometimes you're not as willing to change certain stuff. Like, even if you're presented with new information, that might be better. But they're still authentic to who they are.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think it's somewhere, at least that's where I'm hoping to be, somewhere in the middle of it.
I mean, like, we are somewhere in the middle of being a child and being old. So I do agree. I think authenticity is somewhere in here. I think we look at authenticity as this, I want to say, like a straightforward thing. Like, it's something that it is what it is. Either you're being authentic or you're not.
And I mean, I think that is what it is. It don't got to be looked one way, but it's either you're being authentic or you're not.
Well, yes and no, though. Like, I feel like, okay, yes, okay. To that statement, yes. But I think that we say that, and a lot of times make it seem like it has to look a particular way. Like, if you're not, it's just like when people be like, yeah, I'm real. I'm just being real. Like, sometimes you're just being real rude. Mm-hmm. You're not being the realest person in the room. And that doesn't necessarily even make you mean that you're being authentic. Because sometimes it just be an act. You just be fronting sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you be like, yeah, I'm just being real. You know, I'm a real person. And it's like, all right, cool. But who are you? And I think that we get caught up in the idea of what authenticity is supposed to be or supposed to mean when it's just nuanced for each individual person.
Yeah, I think life is nuanced in general. I had to, like, take a step back. If we going back to, well, staying on the topic at hand, I used to think that me being authentic meant me being how I am at home outside.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know y'all, so like I don't. I observed my home first to make sure it was safe. It wasn't nothing. Nobody trying to break in. No random people here. No random things here. Now I could be myself. I could relax. I could let my head down. When I be outside, I could do that too. But I don't always be feeling like letting my hair down.
So I guess the next question would be, what does authenticity look like to you?
Right now, and I got this from a video online, but well, it wasn't. This was the idea.
But that's not an authentic thought.
But for me, authenticity is about being congruent and being like, If I feel this way internally, let me not act the opposite of how I feel.
Mm.
And I think for me, that's where it begins and ends. Everything else is everything else that you end up doing. We could talk about morals and everything else later, but the general idea for me is if I feel one way and I act in the opposite way of how I feel, then that's typically not authentic. Because it's like, whether it's I go outside and I'm like, hey, somebody asked me to go to a party, and I say, and internally I'm like, I don't want to go, but I say yes, that's me not being authentic to me, because I'm not being honest with how I actually feel.
So is authenticity respecting your boundaries? Well, knowing your boundaries and then respecting your boundaries.
I think that's a part of it. I think you have to know what your boundaries are in order to be authentic. That's all I got.
I agree. I definitely agree. Because like, if you offer me a cheesecake, and I don't eat cheesecake, and I don't want your cheesecake, but I'm like, yeah, I'll take your cheesecake. Like, why would I do that? Like, what's... And you, or vice versa, you offer it to me, I'm like, nah, like, I don't really want it, but I'll let you... Like, nah, you gonna take the cheesecake? Like, nah, bro, I really don't want this. Right? I really don't want this. Like, why would I... For me, that's a level of authenticity. Like, you have to be able to acknowledge the boundary. Yeah, I think being authentic is about, it's not only about acknowledging your boundaries, but it's about acknowledging and reinforcing your boundaries. And because sometimes I also think you might not even know. I think it's also just a level of awareness more so than the boundaries. Not that I'm giving it more thought, but I think it's because you might not have boundaries, but if you're aware that you don't have boundaries, that's also a level of authenticity.
Not a healthy level of authenticity, but it is very authentic.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just more so about awareness.
Okay. I can get jiggy with that. What is authenticity to you?
I would agree with the whole feeling thing.
The feeling.
The feeling that feels.
Feeling.
But yeah, it's just based acting according to how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't necessarily think it's that. I think being authentic is, it's a lot of things. Like, it's a lot of things that go into authenticity. So it is being aware, but being aware of who you are, your morals, your values, what you stand for. Authenticity could be integrity. Well, that's a piece of authenticity. I don't know. What is authenticity? It's literally being yourself. I feel like your authentic self changes and evolves as time goes on, because you get new information, you experience new things that shapes you and how you feel, how you perceive the world, and ultimately how you choose to show up in the world. So I don't think it's one. I think authenticity is just like us. It's just like life. It's a thing that is constantly evolving.
Okay.
What about you?
I think authenticity is, I agree with what y'all both said, but I think for me, from my perspective, a big part of authenticity is being okay with caring about what you care about and not caring about what you don't. Because I think for me, there was a time where I stopped kind of really, I guess, expressing care for things that I actually care about. And like, one of the downloads that I got a few months ago was like, it's okay to care. Like, it's okay. And because I care deeply about things, but that's authentic to who I am as a person. So even when I'm reacting to something and it may seem like, oh, she going a little overboard, but it's like, no, I'm just actually passionate about this because I care about it. Or maybe I'm focused on this thing because I care about it. Or just being honest with the fact that certain things I don't care. Like, and being okay with saying that, or expressing it, or not putting time or energy into the things that I don't care about. Because when you move forward in the things that you do care about, I feel like it makes room for you to be more of who you are and see more of the things that you do care about, more of the people that you care about, and just makes life more enjoyable. But yeah, caring. Caring is sharing.
And that's what I was saying. I think that it's this middle ground between, again, being a kid and being an old person, because kids don't care about what their parents want them to care about.
They don't.
But in the same way, old people don't care about what they... I think they put up a good... For their grandbaby, they might act like they care about their grandbaby.
Because they probably do care about the grandbaby. Yeah. They might not care what that baby talking about.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's that level of... Like, I do what I want. I honor what I'm actually feeling. And because even as I was thinking about it, just because you feel angry doesn't mean you have to act angry. But I also think if you feel angry and you're acting like you're happy, that's not, like, don't lie to yourself. You know, that kind of thing.
But so I think that also goes to the awareness, because like you said, just because you feel angry, you don't have to act angry. But you can be aware that, like, this just bothered me. And although I'm not in a space where I can release this emotion, I can be aware that, okay, I do need to feel this. Mm. And then maybe you could go to a rage room later. You know, axe throwing. Something like that, you know?
So, question. It's going to be a two-part question. So, authenticity is 100% about the individual, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
So, the person who, individually speaking, we all decide when we're being authentic and when we're not being authentic.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, can we ever tell if somebody's being authentic or not?
I think that you can tell, not everybody. I think you can tell just because people just naturally have tells. You know, like in a poker game, mm-hmm. when you can tell somebody's lying. Like, a lot of times when there are certain incongruencies, like you were talking about, you can actually tell when it doesn't actually align with how the person actually feels or maybe who they are authentically. Now, that's not to say that you know exactly who they are authentically all the time. But sometimes you could just feel it, or you could see that there is a tell. You could see, like, someone's a little bit off about that, or did you actually believe what you just said? Like, I think sometimes you can tell sometimes. You can't always tell, but I think there are signs.
The only reason I was asking, because if it's an internal thing, everybody else can assume that you're being authentic and you can present it like you're being authentic, but you know that it's not authentic.
Yeah. So how confidence. That's all it is.
Yeah, but I mean, you could present like you're confident and not actually be confident. So how is that authentic as well?
No, you're not being authentic, but the confidence tricks everybody to think that you're being authentic. It's like when people be lying. Great liars. Mm-hmm. But it's not the truth. You might be able to fool people.
Yeah.
But you know that this is not the truth. You know this is not you.
And that's why I'm glad you said that. This is what I was asking. So how can we, as the person that's observing from the outside, ever say anybody's authentic or not?
It's an energy thing or a vibe. I ain't a mind reader. I'm a vibe reader. I know what you want. Come on, huh? Learning the words.
Check out that song. It's been linked up above.
Appreciate that, y'all.
You know.
But yeah, I'm just asking because, again, I have no way of knowing what you feel on the inside. Even if I can say, hey, I feel this way. Like, I just feel like you're not being authentic. That's 100%. That's just me. I could be 100% wrong about
it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all, like, opinion. It's, like, based off our observation and the information that we gathered from viewing said person in said situation. I'm going to say this is not your authentic self. But I could be wrong. But at the end of the day, everything is just opinion. when it comes to people saying whether this person or that person is being authentic or not, or them their authentic self.
So have you guys experienced not being, have you guys experienced someone feeling like you weren't being authentic even though you were?
I'm a good actress. I don't know, because I think that also in a lot of times in those scenarios, people don't express that. Like, sometimes you could feel that somebody's holding back, but depending on the level of the relationship, they don't always express, like, hey, I feel like you're holding back. Or like how you said, I don't feel like you being your authentic self. Like, that's a very bold statement to say to somebody. So I don't think that, I think that that might come out maybe like if there was an argument or something like that, or it's like a very intimate relationship. But I don't, I've never experienced where somebody expressed that to me. I just knew that, well, actually, I didn't really know that I wasn't being, like, my full self. Because I didn't even know what that meant. I just knew this is how I was told to act. You know, this is what looks good. This is, you know, how you not get judged. This is how you go see Jesus. You know, you get into them pearly gates. This is what you do. This is how you act. And I was doing that. But so I think it's like hindsight that I'm like, you know, I wasn't really being my authentic self. But also, like, nobody ever told me, like, you know, I don't feel like you're being your authentic self.
I don't think people know you enough to know whether you're being authentic or not. Well, some people, but majority of people don't know you well enough to know if you actually being authentic or not.
I was going to say, a lot of people don't pay attention enough to know whether somebody's being authentic or not.
I definitely agree with that.
Because a lot of times, people, like I said, people have tails. So if you're paying attention, a lot of times it might be a small thing like, they twitch their eye when they talk about something. I don't know. I don't play poker. But, you know, body language. I feel like I'm just using a bunch of words now. But a lot of times people aren't paying attention enough, especially because I think the relationships that I've had in my childhood, the ones where I wasn't being my full self, it was because when we would have conversations, they would just be talking about themselves. It wasn't a moment for me to express who I was, because you just here to vent. So go ahead.
I would also say, I don't think people would ever say you're not being your authentic self. I think people say it in different ways. I think people, you might get a, yo, you're not acting the same. Yo, I feel like you're changing. Like, I feel like you're acting different. And I feel like that is what I, because that's the reason why I'm asking. Like, I can't tell you whether or not the person is being authentic or not. I can tell you what I feel, but that's also based off of my idea of what the person is.
I've been thinking about this past couple of days. I want you to think I changed. If you don't think I changed, I'm doing something wrong.
But I guess you're right putting it in the phrase and the, like, you changed. I've heard that before, but I'm also like, aren't we supposed to grow as people? But I don't know. I think this is a tough thing, because they may have changed, but it still might be like a, you changed, but this feels more like your self, like you're happier, or like you're more expressive, or it feels like you're more relaxed in the things that you do, say, whatever. So, I don't know. This is a weird topic. I picked this, huh?
But the more I think about it, because there's been times where I know I changed, and I felt like I was being more genuine to me, but I'm seeing people around me, they're reacting differently to it. Or they'll tell me, hey, you acting different. And it's weird, because like, I'm being authentic to me, but to them it presents like I'm not being authentic. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's just kind of interesting to me, because I definitely agree. You could, authenticity has a feel, and I think we all kind of
feel the vibes.
Yeah, generally feel the vibes. But I also know that people can fake it, and
yeah,
and there's people, or sometimes we just may be putting somebody in a box and not giving them the liberty to grow, and because they don't look like how we remember them to mm-hmm. look, or the vibe doesn't feel like how we remember it all these years. Now it's like, oh, you're not being real. And it's like, well, I mean, to you, yeah, but to them, that may be as real as can be.
Yeah. Erykah said, I think people have to care to pay enough attention to you to recognize whatever your tell is. Yeah. That's true. I feel like, to what you were saying about, I'm sorry, I keep leaning on your jacket. To what you were saying about, dang, never done lost my thought.
That was authenticity. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It seemed like
people put you into.
I don't know, but it felt real.
People put you into a box. Mm-hmm. So when you start to change, they're like, "Oh, this don't feel like you. You being different." I think that happens more often as well. So I think a lot of people don't pay attention, but a lot of people, they have you in this box of like, this is who you are because this is who I knew you to be at this time, even if it was when you were 10 and now you're 72. Yeah, even if you were 10 and now you're 72, they're like, oh no, you used to wear the pigtails. Where are the pigtails at? Where, like, it's like, hold on.
I'm bald now. Ain't no pigtails gone.
So you see the scalp?
I tried.
She said, yes, everyone puts me in a box. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that happens. That and people not paying attention are two of probably the most common things that people do when it comes to interacting with people. So you don't really know. So from that perspective, if I put you in a box, in my head, you're not being authentic. You're not being yourself. But I haven't been with you on whatever journey you went on to become the person that you are now. Mm. Or maybe I'm the type of person who doesn't really believe that we're supposed to be evolving. I might be the type of person that believes that we are who we are always and forever, and nothing is supposed to change. And I think that those different types of mindsets, of course, they come with different experiences that you have, but they're very common. Mm. So I don't know if anybody's really being authentic. Everybody could be lying.
Like, I'm not lying.
You could have lied right now.
We have no way of knowing.
You gotta take my word for it.
But
and the lie detector determined. Can't even trust that, my man.
But I was just gonna say, but I've known you for your entire life. So
no,
I
you alone me for your entire life.
I've known
life.
You for my entire life. Sorry.
Give me my year.
He was like, I wasn't always a big brother. I don't know why I said that.
So 1 year I was off duty.
Right.
I was off duty. I was off the clock. I was just youngest. I was the youngest.
He was like, that's when I was authentic. Like,
now in the middle. All right.
I got lost in the sauce.
But
now I'm back now. Mm-hmm. Still in the middle.
But you really don't, you don't know, because people do grow. People have different experiences. Mm. But I do think sometimes you can feel it, and sometimes you can see people have certain tells. And I think kind of changing gears a little bit from there, if you are paying attention to the person enough to see, okay, they're holding back or they're not being authentically themselves, you can choose to ask about it and see what they say. Or...
Are you being yourself right now?
Wait, how would you even ask? Like, how would you go about
it? You not want to have my cheesecake? Don't lie to me. He's
like, I actually be asking people. Actually, because everybody be trying to offer me food, even if they don't cook it, but they be wanting to buy me food. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good. They'd be like, I'm going here. You want some? Nah, I'm good. One, I was raised. You don't gotta, just because somebody offer you some food, you don't gotta take it. Mm-hmm. You're not homeless. You're not hungry.
That's that pride.
But I don't be wanting nothing to eat at that moment. The days where I be wanting something to eat, don't nobody ask me nothing. I'll be like, damn, like I'll be like, man, I hope somebody buy me some food today.
It's because you kept saying no.
I'm gonna say yes. And then they don't show up. And then a couple days I bring my lunch. They be like, I just ate. Should have called me on Monday.
Also remember, this is a complete side note. We grew up in a different time. I don't know if you remember going to class and somebody's mother would bring homemade cupcakes. Ooh. Nobody making nobody homemade cupcakes.
Yeah.
Homemade? Nah, you gonna get them things from the supermarket. I need to make sure that they box, because I don't know how you cook at home.
And I don't know if you got animals in the kitchen. Some people really be letting
We used to trust.
Yeah.
As a people.
It's because we had the village. Mm. So, like, my friend's parents knew my parents. Mm-hmm. Well, in Jersey. In Jersey, all my friend's parents knew my parents. And my friends knew who my parents was. And I knew my friend's parents. So, it's like, oh, that's such and such. Yeah, you could definitely, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Oh, you bring Miss Anonymous, you bringing some cupcakes? Hey, I want some cupcakes.
Miss Anonymous? Yep. Are you going to be anonymous? Oh, man.
Well, I grew up in different times. But
what I had said all that to say, I be asking people, do they feel some type of way when I be telling them no, that I don't want nothing to eat? A lot of people be saying, oh, nah. But the furthest answer I got was, oh, nah, I just don't want you to feel like you will be in a burden if you say yes. I was like, I appreciate that. But yeah, I just don't be wanting nothing to eat when you be asking. That's all. Mm-hmm. But next time you ask, you just gotta catch me on the right day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, keep asking. Mm-hmm. One day I'm gonna say yes. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Put my order in.
Erica said I make homemade cupcakes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Or we need some of those. Mm-hmm. Make them vegan and gluten-free.
And we got you.
Word. We'll be your taste testers.
Woman.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask, so just want to make sure, you guys feel like people are always changing, or do you feel like people are always changing or no?
I feel like people are always evolving, but I don't think they necessarily, they're not changing at the core. They're just adding attributes. It's like once a shooter, always a shooter. Mm-hmm. But depending on how much you shoot, you can get better. Like, you might start off at, like, 65 as a shooter. Mm-hmm. By the time you hit 35, you might be at 99 because you've been shooting all your life.
Mm-hmm. Or you might be at 4 because you stopped shooting. I agree. I think at the core, we are, at the core, I feel like we are who we always have been. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question specifically in the way that I took it, I think that we all can evolve. I don't think that everybody chooses to.
That's good. 4+4.
Yeah, I don't think that everybody actually chooses to evolve, because I think that's why sometimes you encounter people, maybe it might be friends that maybe you just haven't spoken to in a while, or it might be somebody that you used to know versus somebody that you just met or whatever.
Yeah, you're just somebody that I
used to know. Somebody.
What song is that?
Somebody that I used to know.
I got you.
Yep. Come on, man. Act like you grew up in the 90s, man. All 2000s.
Right. After I asked the question out, the song started playing. Go ahead.
So, like, if you think about it from that perspective, I know. Okay, here's a good example. When we graduated from college, I knew people who went to college and I knew people who didn't. And some of the people who didn't go to college and they just stayed in the hometown. They didn't really change what they were doing. They were still doing the same things from high school. This wasn't everybody, but there were some people who were still doing the same exact things. And then you go home, you meet up with these people because, like, you know, these are my friends. You know, these are my friends from school. And the interactions are different. And you're looking at them like, you still doing that? And they're looking at you like, why are you acting so different? Or the conversation is just like, we're not having any connecting points. We don't really have much to talk about now. It's a little weird. I think that I kind of lost my thought and when he got up, but I think that in that way, those are moments where you can kind of see the disconnect. You can see like the difference between the people who chose to change or start doing different things versus who didn't. And that's not just like college versus not going to college. It might even be like, I chose to leave the state, or I just chose to stop doing what I was doing. Like, I literally just decided to do something different. And for you now, it's like, oh, you acting different. You bougie now. You da da da. But for me, it's like, I don't think that what I was doing before was serving me. So I think they might be looking at each other like, y'all, you're not really being, this can't, the one person who had started to evolve, who has chosen to evolve, might look at the other person like, this can't really be you. Like, you have to want more. And then the person who chose not to evolve might be like, you're acting different. Like, you're not being authentic. We used to do this. We used to talk about that. What you mean you don't smoke no more? What you mean you don't drink? You don't, like, you, or you be cussing now? That ain't you. Like, you acting like these other people. And it's just like, I don't know. It was weird. It's a weird thing. But you don't really know. Either way, you could still be being authentically you, whether you choose to evolve or not.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think, and sorry to cut you off.
I don't know if that more. Answered the question. I have no idea.
I think it did.
What was the question?
I was pretty much asking. I asked if, do you think people are always changing, evolving? Right. Yeah. And I was going to say, to be honest, I think you are who you are at your core, similar to what you guys are saying. And I just think everything is being, more layers of you are being revealed as you go. So you get put in a new scenario, and it's like, you're still the same fun-loving person, but now there's another dimension, like you mentioned, if you're talking about being a shooter. All right, cool, you were a shooter for 10 years, and then you decided, I want to work on my handles because I can't just shoot over here. So now, it's not that you can't still shoot, or maybe you stop shooting as much and you start focusing on something else. You're still you. You just happen to had to develop another layer because of the circumstances. So I think it's just like more layers are being peeled back.
And like getting onion.
Getting a chance to see more of, oh, so there's more here. All right, oh, they crying. Hold on, I didn't realize this. And the more you cut, then it's like,
emotions?
Yeah, like there's emotions in it. But it's funny because when you're a kid, you have all of that stuff, and then you end up growing up as an adult.
Like
you pick up an extra shell, and it's like, let me just peel all of this back, and then you end up being a kid again when you're old. That's why they say you twice a child, that you end up being that kind of individual again. Because, like, now you have there's nothing stopping you from just.
Yeah. I just want to say, I think I'm becoming a child again. I'm not going to wait till I'm 75 and ticking to be a child again. Mm-hmm. I'm starting now. On this land. On this land.
I was just going to say that to the point of that example, for what I was saying, you could also be the person who chooses to just continue to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And not to add any extra layers.
Yeah. And that would also be a layer of who you are as well.
Yeah.
It'd be that level of determination of, I'm never going to be anything other than this.
Yeah.
I'm choosing not to do anything else. That is also you revealing more of who you are. So it's just, I think everything is a exercise in revealing and expressing more of who you are already. So I don't know if we're changing. It's just you getting to see more detail. It's like going from 320p to 4K, and it's like, oh, this, I mean, it's the same picture, but I can see this man's eyelashes. I can see the sweat between his note. Like, it's just crazy. So now I think it's that you get more definition. I don't know why that example.
The sweat between his nose. Between what?
I said between his nose. I don't know why. That's what I was getting ready to say, but I'm like, I don't know if you can see sweat between. Anyway, 4K, 8K, whatever K.
Man, got two noses. As long as
I was thinking that. I was like, is his nose split in half?
I don't
got
know.
A double in
maybe the sweat, right? Maybe it's like going between the nostrils. You know what I'm saying? It's just.
That's nasty. That's just, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, close. But so, it's dimensions, it's layers. Okay, you're pulling them back. Getting more high definition. It's more okay. you're defining yourself more as you go. That's so, what it is. Definition.
Clean that up.
All right? You have to define yourself as you find yourself.
Come on.
On this line.
Well, come on, Pastor.
I'm just saying.
He went from Morgan Freeman to
the song. So does it even matter if anybody else thinks that you're being authentic?
It doesn't matter, but you don't want to be labeled as the person that's always fake.
But, to be honest, who cares if you know you're not being fake?
That's true. That's true.
That it, that all.
So, now that we've had this discussion, do you guys feel like going forward, you will always be authentic in every single room?
I'm going to do my best to show up as my authentic self at all times. But that 0.01% of the time that I may not show up as my authentic self, just it is what it is.
He said that 0.01%, I'm going to be code switching.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I would say my aim is to do it 100%. I'm mainly aiming to be aware of when I'm not being my authentic self so that I can get course correct back. Because I'm going to ever feel the pressure to not be me or whatever, but I'm going to aim for 100% and just try to be aware of when I'm not being that and just kind of move myself back.
That's you? Good. I think that for me, after last year, I told you guys this yesterday, but I was so much myself last year in a way that I don't know that I had ever been publicly, that I don't know if I could go back. So I am going to aim for 100%. Mm-hmm. And just make sure that I also am aware of the moments where I'm not being 100% authentic or I'm being incongruent.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's something that probably shows up a lot or has showed up a lot for me throughout my life is like wanting to say no, but saying yes. I'll be honest. There was a video the other day. Breeze, you had said you want to see my video. And I was like, I was shaking my head. No, but you didn't look up. I wanted to go to sleep. You had just made it. You made a video.
You could have said no.
I was shaking my head, but you never looked up. Oh, and then you started pulling the video and I was like, is it long? You was like, it's like 15 seconds. I said, okay, we can watch this.
Bray said, do you want to see my big wheel? How big is the big wheel? Oh, that's it. Oh, I can look at it real quick. Yeah, I got you.
I was ready.
It was too big. I ain't trying to see no monster wheel.
If it was gonna be like 3 minutes, I didn't have it in me. My attention span wasn't intentioning right then. So, but yeah. So, which y'all think is the most important part of being authentic? And we'll end it.
The most important part of being authentic is. Being authentic.
I knew it.
What's the key to make sure that you are being authentic on your day to day? You yourself.
For me?
Yes. What's your key?
My key.
Your secret sauce.
To being authentic. Being like water. Going with the flow of my heart. Of my mind's eye. Just however I feel. Accept how I feel. Yeah, just accept how I feel. I feel like, yeah, accept how I feel. Be fine with having feelings or feeling a certain way.
That's good. What about you?
Yeah, some of the things that I would just say, being aware and acknowledging how I feel. Because there's times where I'll feel a way, but I'm going to act like I don't really feel that way. And it's like, let me just, even if I don't outwardly say it all the time, I need to be very aware of what I'm actually feeling. Be like, you know what, Dad, you might want to go to this party? And if I don't, if I'm not paying attention to me, I might be like, all right, now, yeah, I'll go. It's like, actually, I'm tired. I don't want to go to this party. I don't even drink like that. It's like, y'all going to be smoking hookah. I don't smoke. So, yeah, just being, it's a level of awareness, being aware and acknowledging the emotion.
Two great answers. We're going to end it here.
No, we're not. Not
back road. To you, Bob.
So, for me, I think the key is, like I said earlier, to allow myself to care about what I care about and to not care about what I don't. So, kind of similar. Mm-hmm. So, having to be aware of the things that I feel and the things that I actually care about and letting me express that in whatever way I see fit, whether I'm just like hyper focused on it or I'm just letting it be itself. But also me saying no to the things that I don't care about and being okay with that. Yeah. So thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
I'm Shaquille D.
Bodman Reasons and Ear. Back at you with another.
You sound like you were from London.
Lord have mercy.
I was confused. He said fam. That's what he sounded like. That's what I heard was supposed to come out.
You're cheesing,
hey, fam. That's, yeah.
I ain't say,
yeah, that's what I heard.
That was ain't say
he
fam.
He said fam. Mom?
It's your boy, Damani.
And thank y'all for joining us for another episode. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. We will see you guys next week. Don't forget to click the links in the description. Join our Patreon. Mm-hmm. The link is in the description as well. Stream this man's EP. Okay. Stream it.
Stream her music too. Amber Burt, my music.
The Introversion. Stream his stuff. All of it. He has about 3 EPs. Pick which one you want. Mm-hmm. What's the last one? Lonely Loner?
Lonely Love Letters.
Lonely Love Letters. Go, start with that.
Ladies.
And go check out my music as well.
The Love Game.
Mm-hmm.
And all the singles.
Check out my EP that I just released.
What
the link will be in the description. I'll let you.
Check it out.
Check that out. The link will be in the description. But join our Patreon. And we will see you guys very soon. Comment below. Let us know your thoughts on authenticity. We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking
face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.